my body. I don't care what happens to me, nothing. I want to die with them all on me.
Yeah, I think it's, I don't like the way people do in the hospitals now, and you know, you get real old and they just keep you alive, you know, like artificially, and I just sometimes feel like I'd rather die than be living like a vegetable or something in there. But what hospital do you go to?
I went to a hospital down here and had the chance.
Uh-huh. Where is that? At Carnegie? Or?
No, this side of Carnegie.
Uh-huh. Do you have any, do you know anything that you were, are most of the people,
whole kind of hospital.
Uh-huh, yeah. That's, well.
It's just 2 miles above Canadian, back this way, world class. I told Dr. Lumpkin, I said, Doctor, anybody in the hospital can get up and sort of do for the cell. I said, it's all right, but I said, I can't do nothing. I can't even get up out of bed. I said, I'm catching it pretty tough. He said, well, Lester, I didn't know it. I said, well, I know it. I said, I'll ring the bell for the nurses. I said, they come when they get ready. If they don't want to get ready, they don't come. He said, well, I didn't know that. I said, I'm telling you. Dr. Lumsden, I think he's the head Nakamura hospital.
Yeah, that's the way they always are in hospitals. So I've been in a hospital a couple of times, and when I really got to hurting, it seemed like there wasn't anybody around or something, and I couldn't get anybody there. But of course, you always think you're going to die or something like that. But I think I've gotten most of the information I wanted to, and I wanted to thank you for taking, you know, all my questions as nicely as you have.
You're welcome.
They tire them. It's kind of tiring to ask all those things.
Well, I know. I'm relieved you have to ask a whole lot of questions. That one old woman, she's a Westmore. Very Westmore. She come to your house, she's on the roof. She asked you some of the questions. Some I'd answer, some I didn't. I could have answered them if I wanted to. Want to know how many eggs my hen laid in the summer, how many birds I had canned, and what all I had canned. I'd look at her so straight, I was quite, you know, man, I could get her out. She says, now, Lester, you need to look at me so hard, because these questions down here, I got to ask them. I said, I ain't blessed to answer this beer.
How would you, when you put up berries and things back before, even before you were able to can things, how did people used to put up things like that?
My mother used to put them up in one of these things you call crocks or a jar. You could break, you know. They didn't have no glass jar. And they canned huckleberries and blackberries and put them in that jar, cook them, put them in the jar, and then put a cloth over it. Then make up some paste out of flour, you know, and put it on that cloth. And then take a clean rag and pat over that paste and sit around in the house anywhere. And them berries kept.
Yeah, would you put sugar and salt?
No, sir.
You wouldn't put anything in them?
No, just wash them, put them in, cook them, put them in them stone jars.
Do huckleberries grow wild around here a lot?
Oh, plenty of them up on the mountains over there. I don't think there's any this year worth nothing.
Are there a lot of blackberries up here?
No, wasn't in the blackberries this year.
Do they have wild plums here up in the mountains much?
Well, yeah, there used to be plenty of them around here, but the plum orchards is dead and Jim's son cut out some of them in front of the door when we was in the hospital. Had a plum tree, the plum wouldn't get ripe till way last of September. They turn yellow, and then they turn red. And then when they get ripe, they're just real yellow, and they sure were good. I come from the hospital to get out to see. I said, Lord, who cut down the plum tree on me? I said, Lum done it. I said, if I'd have been here, he wouldn't have cut that plum tree down.
Shoot, I like plums better than just about anything. You know, I believe that they're awful good. Well, I think we're not going to keep, talking anymore because we've got plenty of things to work with. But I really do thank you for letting us talk, and we've enjoyed it.
I couldn't hear you from talking on. Anybody can hear anybody from talking. That's an old mess striking.
Okay. So you just turn it off.